Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
you would be my disciples, leave your nets and follow me. Still his gentle voice is calling, weary pilgrim calling thee. Leave the world and sin behind you, take thy cross and follow me.
See him worship on the Sabbath as his weekly custom was. Feel the fury of the rabbis, for he would not heed their laws. So they killed him on a hillside as the sun began to fade. But he even kept the Sabbath as they laid him in the grave. Holy day, purified, set apart, sanctified, enter into joy divine in a temple made of time. Oft forsaken and forgotten, desecrated and profaned, but the sacred fourth commandment is still valid and unchanged. Hear the Father gently calling, if you love me, heed each one. Not for merit or salvation, but because you love my Son. Holy day, purified, set apart, sanctified, enter into joy divine in a temple made of time. Holy day, purified.
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
Shall bear much fruit. He shall bear much fruit. He shall
shall bear much fruit.
Ye shall bear much fruit.
If you walk and you grow in Him, live in the Spirit, and you will know the peace of trusting His word. Live in the Spirit, and ye shall bear, ye shall bear.
Worked it out, and now I am not say.
He's done all things well. His power is so real. His mercy I can feel.
I must go and tell.
He has done all things well.
I tried to work my plan. I filled my days to meet demands, but I found that led to pain, brokenness and guilt and shame. Then Jesus came and took my hand. One touch from the Savior and all my guilt and shame I've given him. And time and again
done all things well. There can be no doubt. He has worked it out,
and his grace has made the change.
He's done all things well. His power is so real. His mercy I can feel.
I must go and tell.
He has done all.
This one truth I can proclaim.
He's done all things well. There can be no doubt. He has worked it out,
and his grace has made the change.
He's done all things well. His power is so mercy I can feel.
I must go and tell.
He has done all things well. His power is so real.
His mercy I can feel.
I must go and tell.
He has done all things well.
Listening to Songs of Praise.
Yeah.
sinners was slain, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
If it seems I look just a little weary, I've just come through a storm. If it's strange to you that you find me smiling, let me tell you more. Jesus found me distressed and lonely. The winds were beating down. He held me close while the thunder rolled and gave what I have now. He gave me joy, real joy, unspeakable gladness, a peace I had not had before. Took away the sorrow, gave hope for tomorrow and more. He gave me joy in the storm. He gave me joy in the storm.
If you're wondering when will your storm be over, you can't see through the haze, and you thought leave you never, but you're in a lonely place. Bow your head and seek the Master. He'll give you what you need, a shelter for your hurting heart, just like he did for me. He gave me joy, real joy, unspeakable gladness, a peace I had not had before. In the storm, he took away the sorrow, gave hope for tomorrow and more.
praise to the Lamb will never end.
I'm going
home where we'll walk the streets of gold and never see a deer again.
I'm going
home where I'll cast my crown before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I'm going
where all our dreams become reality. My family will soon be there, sitting round the tree of life within the presence of our King. Home where our cares will forever be gone. Home where our tears will be traded for a song.
I'm going
home where I'll stand before the Savior who has bled and died for me.
I'm going
home where I'll thank Him face to face for all that He has done for me.
I'm going
where I will never feel the battle scene. Strolling through the streets of gold and lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Home
within the presence of our King.
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Jesus, I need thee more each day. Jesus, control my thoughts, I pray. My Savior, to Thee I bow. Come, melt me, mold me, use me now. Lord Jesus, here is my heart.
Close the door to everything that keeps my heart from you. I am Barabbas, a rebel prisoner, and death was a sentence for me. Led before Pilate, I stood there beside him, this man some were calling a king. And as the crowd shouted, "Crucify him," the soldiers let me go free.
What kind of man, guilty of nothing, would suffer the shame and disgrace? Hang on a cross, despised and rejected, and willing to die in my place at Calvary
for someone like me.
For someone like me. My name is Thomas. For 3 years I followed. I saw every wonder and sign. They say he has risen, that his grave is empty, but I just can't believe he's alive. Now standing before me, Jesus shows me the scars on his hands and his side.
What kind of man embraces a doubter, lovingly drawing me near? I don't have to wonder if I'd been accepted. He settled the worry and fear at Calvary for someone like me.
Peter, I knew him and loved him. Oh, how I failed him that night. I promised Jesus that I'd never leave him. I'd willingly lay down my life. But there at his trial, I stood by the fire. I denied him 3 times.
What kind of man pours out his mercy on someone who stumbles and falls? With no way to earn it, no way to deserve it, forgiveness still came after all. At Calvary, for someone like me.
I've been all three.
What kind of man bleeds for the worthless and saves him whatever it takes?
What kind of man would rescue the sinner and offer amazing grace at Calvary? At Calvary for someone like me. For someone like me. For someone like me.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to 3ABN Australia Radio's book reading program. The book, The Ministry of Healing by Ellen White, provides sound counsel regarding holistic health. It covers all aspects of living that contributes to good health, like cheerfulness, fresh air, exercise, diet, and positive relationships with other people, to name a few. Crucial also is a personal relationship with our Creator, who gave us life and everything we need for health and happiness. In this book, Ellen White deals with sickness of the soul and the healing balm to be found by trusting God in all things. Written in simple, beautiful language, Ministry of Healing will point to a life full of joy and happiness, a life connected with the source of healing power. Let's join our book reader, Rosalie Rickards.
Hello, this is Rosalie, and I'm reading from the book Ministry of Healing by Ellen White. Continuing chapter 43. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly regarded. Those who attend upon the sick are often unable to avail themselves of these privileges, but they should be careful not to absent themselves needlessly from the house of worship. In ministering to the sick, more than in any merely secular business, success depends on the spirit of consecration and self-sacrifice with which the work is done. Those who bear responsibilities need to place themselves where they will be deeply impressed by the Spirit of God. You should have as much greater anxiety than do others for the aid of the Holy Spirit and for a knowledge of God, as your position of trust is more responsible than that of others. Nothing is more needed in our work than the practical results of communion with God. We should show by our daily lives that we have peace and rest in the Saviour. His peace in the heart will shine forth in the countenance. It will give to the voice a persuasive power. Communion with God will ennoble the character and the life. Men will take knowledge of us as of the first disciples, that we have been with Jesus. This will impart to the worker a power that nothing else can give. Of this power, he must not allow himself to be deprived. We must live a twofold life, a life of thought and action, of silent prayer and earnest work. The strength received through communion with God, united with earnest effort in the training, the mind of thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances, however trying. Subheading: The Divine Counselor. When in trouble, many think they must appeal to some earthly friend, telling him their perplexities and begging for help. Under trying circumstances, unbelief fills their hearts, and the way seems dark. And all the time there stands beside them the mighty Counselor of the ages, inviting them to place their confidence in him. Jesus, the great burden bearer, is saying, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Shall we turn from him to uncertain human beings who are as dependent upon God as we are ourselves? You may feel the deficiency of your character and the smallness of your ability in comparison with the greatness of the work. But if you had the greatest intellect ever given to man, it would not be sufficient for your work. "Without me, you can do nothing," says our Lord and Saviour. John 15, verse 5. The result of all we do rests in the hands of God. Whatever may be tied, lay hold upon him with steady, persevering confidence. In your busyness, in companionship for leisure hours, and in alliance for life, let all the associations you form be entered upon with earnest, humble prayer. You will thus show that you honor God, and God will honor you. Pray when you are faint-hearted, when you are despondent, close the lips firmly to men. Do not shadow the path of others, but tell everything to Jesus. Reach up your hands for help. In your weakness, lay hold of infinite strength. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith, that you may see light in God's light and rejoice in his love. Subheading: Consecration and Trust. When we are humble and contrite, we stand where God can and will manifest himself to us. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessings. He will more than fulfill the expectations of those who trust fully in him. The Lord Jesus knows just what his children need, how much divine power he will appropriate for the blessing of humanity. And he bestows upon us all that we will employ in blessing others and ennobling our own souls. We must have less trust in what we ourselves can do and more trust in what the Lord can do for and through us. You are not engaged in your own work. You are doing the work of God. Surrender your will and way to him. Make not a single reserve, not a single compromise with self. Know what it is to be free in Christ. The mere hearing of sermons, Sabbath after Sabbath, the reading of the Bible through and through, or the explanation of it verse by verse, will not benefit us or those who hear us unless we bring the truths of the Bible into our individual experience. The understanding, the will, the affections must be yielded to the control of the Word of God. Then through the work of the Holy Spirit, the precepts of the Word will become the principles of the life. As you ask the Lord to help you, honour your Saviour by believing that you do receive his blessing. All power, all wisdom are at our command. We have only to ask. Walk continually in the light of God. Meditate day and night upon his character. Then you will see his beauty and rejoice in his goodness. Your heart will glow with a sense of his love. You will be uplifted as if borne by everlasting arms. With the power and light that God imparts, you can comprehend more and accomplish more than you ever before deemed possible. Subheading: Abide in me. Christ bids us, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15, verse 4 to 16. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. Revelation 2, verse 17. He that overcomes, I will give him the morning star, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God. And I will write upon him my new name, verses 26 to 28, and chapter 3, verse 12. Subheading: This one thing I do, he who trusts in God will, with Paul, be able to say, I can do all things in him that strengthens me. Philippians 4 verse 13. Whatever the mistakes or failures of the past, we may, with the help of God, rise above them. With the apostle we say, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Philippians 3 verse 13 and 14. In the words of the hymn, Reginald Heber writes, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God over all, who rules eternity. Holy, 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 angels adore Thee, casting down their bright crowns around the glassy sea. Thousands and ten thousands worship low before Thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though darkness hide Thee, though the eye of man Thy great glory may not see, only Thou art holy, there is none beside Thee, perfect in power, in love, and purity." This is the conclusion of the final chapter of the Ministry of Healing. May God bless you.
It's been our pleasure bringing you this program today here on 3ABN Australia Radio.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
We do not know who wrote Psalm 96, but it is a praise to God who comes in judgment. Oh, sing to the Lord another song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing praises to God and honour his name. Tell others the good news of his salvation. Proclaim his honour among the Gentiles, the wonders of his kingdom in all the earth. The Lord is a great God and worthy to be praised. He alone is to be reverenced above other gods. For the gods of the people were made by them. But the Lord is the creator of the heavens. Splendor and majesty belong to him. His strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe honor to the Lord, all you people. Praise the Lord for his glory and might. Give voice to the praise that is due to his name. Bring an offering to him as you come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the loveliness of holiness. Tremble in reverence as you bow low before him. Let it be known among the nations, the Lord reigns. He set the world firmly in place, so that it shall not be shaken. He shall judge righteously. Let the heavens rejoice also, and may the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in a paean of praise. Let the fields and the plains be joyful, and all that is there, the trees of the forest, will also rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with a righteous judgment, and the people with his truth.